Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us today. Have you until 8 o'clock. I'll tell you what, this is a busy, busy program today. We are going to be joined in about 10 minutes by our good friend Bernie Miklas. We're going to dive in to the Mike Schilt stuff, which I'll talk about a little bit in just a moment. Giovanni Savarese from Apple TV. We'll talk all things City SC with us at 6:35. We're going to be joined coming up next hour, just after the 7 o'clock news, by Howard Richard. We'll talk Mizzou football with him. And then about 7:35, we'll hear from Katie Shields, the head women's soccer coach at St. Louis University. They have a huge matchup that's going to be coming up tomorrow night at Herman Stadium. So that's what we have from a guest perspective. We'll also hear from Jim Montgomery, play back some of what he had to say earlier today. Blues have a late one. The matchup tonight is going to have a puck drop of 8:52. It is officially billed as 8:30, but it's going to have a puck drop of 8:52 tonight. If you've got tickets and you're going and it's 8:35 and you're in your seats and you're going, why in the world haven't they started the game yet? Well, because it's not going to be 8:52 yet. That's going to be your puck drop time tonight, 8:52 over at the Enterprise Center. Nothing like a 9 o'clock start on a school night for some hockey, but you know what? Such is life when you have national TV contracts, and that's what's going to be going on this evening. Again, if you want to chime in, multiple ways to get connected. You can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air, or you can send in a text at video chat on a video stream. If you're watching us on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, you can leave a comment in the chat, and we will address some of those as we go along with the program tonight. I would encourage everybody out there to go read the Kevin Acey story from the San Diego Union-Tribune. It's a long story. Have a little bit of time. It's not a quick read. It's not a short read. It takes a little bit of time. But it has, not very often does a newspaper article from another city kind of dictate the sports narrative in St. Louis. But that is indeed the case today, as the Mike Schilt story continues to move forward. If you were with me on, it was Monday that it was announced that Schilt had retired. If you were listening to this very show, you heard me say, just wait. There's going to be more details about this that start to leak out, that start to come out. It might take a little bit of time, but this isn't the whole story, and more details about the story will come out at some point in time. Now, to be fair and to be honest and forthright, I didn't think that meant that we were going to start hearing stuff within a day or two. I thought that was going to be one of those things that as the months and maybe even the years went by, all of a sudden little tidbits about Schilt's tenure in San Diego would start to come out. Well, it took about 2 days, not even 2 days, day and a half, for a lot of stuff to come out. And this is how it works. When how do I say this? The Padres planted the story. Not that it's not true, but this is, to me, I firmly and truly believe that people in the Padres organization wanted written what was in the newspaper in San Diego today. I have zero doubt whatsoever that this was something that was put out there very purposefully. And it wasn't just the newspaper in San Diego. John Heyman, Baseball Insider, New York Post, he wrote something that broke last night that was kind of the first part of this. And then the San Diego story came out there, you know, shortly thereafter. This is how it works. AJ Preller can go do a nice little video conference with the media that's, you know, public information, and can have platitudes and say all these nice things and just kind of go from there. But I think the Padres wanted to explain this situation and this story a little bit more. I don't have time to get into it right now, but I think it's important to compare notes on Mike Schilt walking out the door in St. Louis and Mike Schilt walking out the door in San Diego. Because in many ways, John Mozeliak, to his credit, fell on the sword when it came to Schilt. The story today in San Diego makes reference to some of the things that were going down in St. Louis with Schilt and his coaching staff. Same things going on in San Diego, and things that he did not deny when being quoted for this story. The Cardinals didn't do this. The Cardinals didn't go to Derek Gould or Katie Wu or John Denton or John Heyman or anybody else and start planting stories. They would not, from a public standpoint, they would not comment beyond philosophical differences. And outside of some reporting by Bernie Miklas, who's going to join us in about 5 minutes, it was information that was largely not talked about on why it ended in St. Louis for Mike Schilt. And that's the Cardinals organization being classy. That's the Cardinals organization holding themselves to a higher standard and letting somebody who was a huge part of the organization and did a really good job managing the club, even if there were some other things going on, allowing him to walk out the door head held high. Mike Schilt was easily able to get another managerial job post St. Louis because he wasn't dragged through the mud. That's what the Cardinals did for him. And Schilt says he never wants to manage again. I don't know if he can come back from this in the first place. There are some very damning things about the way he treats other people. And again, over and over, this doesn't mean Schilt's a bad guy. This certainly doesn't mean he's not a good manager. He's a heck of a manager. Doesn't mean that he doesn't have great relationships and cares about people and tries to make people better. And even sometimes when he's having these uncomfortable kind of conversations, that it doesn't mean that he's not actually making them better in the moment. But there's a better way to do it, and some of the details that are coming out, we're starting to get a little bit more of that. We'll talk more about that with Bernie Miklas. He joins us in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KBOS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
AMOX. Welcome back in. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We have reached that time of the week, one of my favorite segments that we do every week. We welcome in our good friend Bernie Miklas. Of course, you see him doing all kinds of stuff over at STL Sports Central from a written and video standpoint, and he's all over here at KMOX, whether it's Gas House Gang, sports on a Sunday morning, rush hour sports, and here on Sports Open Line. Bernie, always appreciate you taking some time. How are you?
It's always fun to work with you. I'm good, Matt.
I've been thinking a lot about something that you said a couple days ago when we were doing Rush Hour Sports, because you talked openly about the fact that when Mike Schilt left the Cardinals, he had issues with his coaching staff. And then today there is a story out of San Diego that basically said he had issues with his coaching staff in San Diego. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he had issues in St. Louis as well. And the social media reaction today has been like, well, that's the first time we've heard that. And all I could think to myself was, well, then you guys aren't paying attention to Bernie.
Well, yeah, I don't even know how to talk about that, because – at the latest, it was the day after, the morning after Schilt was fired by the Cardinals, and I reported it had to do with the fact that there's incredible dissension on the coaching staff, and a number of coaches felt that, you know, he was being abusive and, you know, disrespectful and just, you know, berating them, embarrassing him all the time, and they were just kind of fed up with it. And so John Mozeliak tried to, kind of smooth it all out and talk to Schilt about, listen, you can't do that. You can't do this. This just isn't how it works. I mean, it's, you know, and Schilt basically had an attitude and he said, well, I'm going to fire them all or something to that effect. And Mozeliak said, no, you're not. You're not going to do that. We're going to talk about this and figure it out. Our emotions are high. It's all good. But Schilt just wouldn't budge. And like, and I've said this, gosh, I can't even count how many times I've said it. It's like, you know, Mike Schilt at that point decided somehow that he was in charge of everything, and it doesn't work like that. Now, people who hate John Mozeliak would tell you, well, you know, everybody should be ahead of John Mozeliak. I don't blame Schilt. No, that's not how it works. Nowhere does that work in Major League Baseball. So, you know, and I was the only one that actually, you know, pulled back the curtain on what was going on. And I wrote about it a lot, talked about it a lot on the radio. And it always kind of confused me that basically people didn't, you know, just completely disregarded it. It's one of those things when you're a reporter, you're a writer, and through the years broken so many stories. Not as much now because I'm not a direct reporter now, but I was always kind of confused why the stuff I reported, which was like right on the money, just never got much traction. Was it because I wasn't working for the Post-Dispatch then? It's because like you couldn't hear me regularly on KMOX. And I don't mean that sarcastically, because KMOX has that kind of influence. So it was really, really strange. I was like the guy all these years in the corner, waving my hands. Well, hold on now. Don't be saying no one looked into this. I got a lot of information out there to y'all, but you chose to ignore it. So when all this started coming out, it didn't give me any pleasure, but I have to admit, and I'm sorry to sound this way, but I'm just sort of laughing at all this. People are like shocked, I tell you. Really? Okay.
I don't want to make John Mozeliak out to be the patron saint of graciousness or classiness or anything here, but when I compare the two situations, in San Diego, 15 minutes had gone by, and all of a sudden, John Heyman's writing about this, the guy in San Diego. Like, clearly, this story was very much planted by the San Diego folks to try to get this out there. And, I I'm not trying to take anything away from what you're reporting at the time, but very different in terms of details and almost like the knives that have come out of San Diego compared to what happened in St. Louis. And, John Mozeliak has taken a lot of grief over the last few years about Mike Schilt being fired. And Mike Schilt's name has been used so often in criticisms of Mo and criticisms of Ali. And it would have been so easy for the Cardinals to speak a little bit more openly or try to plant more stories with people on what exactly went down. And the Cardinals never did that, where the Padres obviously are. And I think it's worth noting.
I totally agree. When Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union Tribune, who's outstanding, he did so much great reporting, and he reported stuff that happened in St. Louis that I was unaware of. I mean, Kevin Acey, to his term of credit, advanced the story, but he's doing it from San Diego rather than St. Louis. I figured I had done all that I could to get that story out when it came out as it happened. But I agree with what you said. I did a follow-up video because I wanted to include the Kevin Acey stuff because it was pretty amazing stuff. And one of the things I said in the video is I forgot how to phrase it. I don't know. I don't think people have to owe John Mozeliak an apology, but they should now look back and be adults and be reasonable and realize, John Mozeliak could have crushed Mike Schilt. Clearly, what the stuff with Schilt here was so bad that you had basically a mutiny on the coaching staff and other people who weren't necessarily based in the baseball department because they were treated so poorly by Schilt. John Mozeliak could have covered his own backside by just if not doing it that day, but just coming back 2 weeks later and putting all the dirt out there and everything. But he didn't do that. You know why? He was the guy who brought Schilt into the Cardinals organization from day one, and he moved him up the ladder. He made him a major league coach, made minor league manager, major league coach, bench coach, then the manager. They had a really strong bond, and John Mozeliak believed in him. But John Mozeliak, just after seeing all of the craziness going on here behind the scenes, he just knew he had to make a change. You can't have a manager giving ultimatums and acting like he's the boss. But the damage that he could have done to Mike Schilt, in effect, to see that it would be really, really, really difficult for Mike Schilt to ever get another managing job again. If John Mozeliak put that dirt out there, even kind of, on background. John Mozeliak didn't do that. He took the high road. And it just amazes. And you know what? And Schilt was very happy to play the martyr role after that. Kind of a woe is me. Oh, I'm heartbroken. I'm devastated. Oh, my gosh. This is one of the I don't know how I can get over it. I mean, he really played the role of victim, to an Academy Award level of performance. And the more that I look back on that, the more I'm thinking, shame on you, man. Just shame on you. And John Mozeliak's popularity, which wasn't exactly booming, really suffered because Mike Schilt was able to spin himself into this role of the martyr who was wronged by John Mozeliak. And I am just so tired of people hating on Mozeliak for stuff he's not guilty of, is what I'm trying to say. You know, we can criticize his baseball mistakes all that you want, but the pettiness and the smallness and the constant hate, it's really embarrassing. It really is absolutely embarrassing.
We say all that, and I think we both agree. Mike Schilt's a very good major league manager. There's no doubt about that. We appreciate what he did with the Cardinals. I think Padres fans appreciate what they did there. I look at him though, and I just look really from the moment he lost the job in St. Louis. And I've heard you talk about this a little bit. Loses that job. We know how much that job and how much the Cardinals organization means to him. He got married. Evidently, he has since been divorced in that time. Goes to the Padres, has all this stuff going on with San Diego. The reporting said that they were going to try to get with him and try to work with him on how he needs to deal with others. There's just been so much strife, seemingly, in both his personal and baseball life over the last few years. I'm hopeful for him that just going home and taking a little bit of pressure off can help him get centered. I don't say that to be facetious. From a human standpoint and somebody who plays a large role in the history of the St. Louis Cardinals, I really hope that this is going to be an opportunity for him to find some peace.
Here's what surprised me. That was a traumatic thing he went through in St. Louis, because that was his dream job, right? He was a lifelong Cardinal. He revered the birds on the bat, but he got a little full of himself, a little success go to his head. By the way, that happens. But the thing that I would have expected from Schilt, I would have bet a lot of money on this, that he would reflect and realize he lost his cool. Maybe his head got too big. Maybe he was treating others poorly. Maybe he just needs to reflect on that and recognize, I got to change some things. I get another shot at this. I got to do it differently. I would have bet my house that that's what he would have done. And instead, I just can't believe it. He took the San Diego job and basically did the same dang thing all over again. He learned nothing from all of that pain in St. Louis. And that's really strange to me. And I hope he can find peace, because this is really abnormal stuff. Everybody gets fired. Everybody loses a job because they either didn't do their job well, or they had these constant tantrums and coworkers were complaining. And so, you just move someone out. Everybody goes through that on some level. That doesn't make Mike Schilt a bad person at all. But I can't believe he didn't have the wherewithal to look hard within himself and make the changes he needed to change, so it wouldn't happen to him again if he got another opportunity. And this time around, he lasted only 2 years. It's just, what a shame.
He is our good friend, Bernie Miklas. Bernie, before we get you out of here, can you share with us a little information about some of our other friends over at Saliga?
The timing's right, because today Saliga Heating and Cooling was paid a visit to the Miklas home. I have a thing called a mini split, which is in my home office where I do all my work, including for Campbell X. And a mini split, it's hard to explain what it is exactly. I mean, I would call it like a mini air conditioner. It's not really that exactly. But if you have a hot spot in your home where you can't get a room cooled off, in this room where I am, the sun beats down on the roof like all day long in the summer, and it can get, even our regular Saliga air conditioning is great, this room just has a hard time fighting off the heat sometimes. So they put in this thing called the mini split, and it's been great. But lately I noticed it's been making weird noises, so I called Saliga. They came by today. They fixed it. They fixed it quickly. We've had it for 10, 11 years. It's going to be good to go for another 10, 11 years. While they were here, they did the maintenance on the boiler, so they don't have to do it, a couple months from now. And they took care of two or three other things. I mean, it was like a SWAT team. It didn't take any time at all. And I just remember, Saliga Heating and Cooling, I said, I'm so proud that I talk about them on KMOX, because here we go again. What a great experience working with them in our home and all they did for me and my wife today. So that's my pitch for today. I mean, I could tell you about all the other things, but I'm just giving you my latest experience with Saliga Heating and Cooling. The same family has owned this business in St. Louis since 1927. And as we learned again today, the highest standards in town for heating and cooling belong to Saliga Heating and Cooling. And go to that site, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Just one match remaining for City SC. They are going to be back at it coming up this Saturday as they will take on Real Salt Lake. Then their season is over, but there's going to be a lot going on. Still some jockeying for playoff positioning this weekend across MLS for City. The rumor is that they're going to have a sporting director in place by the end of this month. They've got tons of decisions to make on players. Not a lot of time to do that. To talk about all that and more, we're very happy to welcome onto the program. He is an analyst with Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. He's going to be in studio on Saturday on MLS 360 watching everything unfold on the final day of the regular season. He is Gio Severis. Gio, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be in your show and to talk about the San Luis team and about 360, which is coming this Saturday, you know, in this decision day that we have coming in this weekend.
What's how much fun is that when it's the final day of the regular season, not everything is completely settled, and just watching all the games going along and just assessing what's going to happen and seeing things play out? That's a fun day of the year.
It's definitely a fun day in the year because there's so many things still that can happen. Sometimes teams that might not make the playoffs, some that are going to come in. The positioning in the table is very important. You know, every team would like to come in the first four positions in order for them to have a little bit more advantage at home. So there's going to be a lot of interesting games and I think a lot of fun. It's always a day in which brings a lot of emotions to, you know, the fans and the people that watch the games.
What do you make of what's happening with City right now? Because they've had a good finish to the season. Since September, they've only got one loss. That was a 3-0 loss against LAFC. But outside of that, they've won a lot of games. They've scored a good number of goals. They've scored 2-3 goals in most of these contests. It feels like they're playing their best soccer here at the end of the year. What does that mean for this team moving forward?
I think it's positive. I think it's a good sign when you see a team like City being able to get some very good results. In the past games, in the last five games, as you mentioned, only one loss. They have complicated a lot of games to many teams that were looking to try to continue to compete in the table. And at home, last few games, City has been very, very strong. Unfortunately, for the team, they had a very slow start, and that, you know, complicated a lot of things for the team in what, you know, the expectations were for this season. But now we see a team that, you know, is caring a little bit more, that is pushing more, that is, has the ideas a little more clear. And I think David Klitsch has been able to manage the team in a good way, especially at this last part of the season.
Do you feel like Critchley's done enough to earn an opportunity to be the full-time coach moving forward?
It's not for me to say. I think there's very competent people inside the organization that are going to make that decision. But for what I have seen in the last, you know, few games, I think definitely, you know, he's one that's been very close to the organization.
So they still are looking for a new sporting director. The rumblings around here is that they're going to have somebody in place by the end of this month. So if it's towards the end of the month, they're not going to have a whole lot of time. They've got a lot of guys that they've got to make some contract decisions on in a short amount of time. How tough is that going to be for a new sporting director to walk in and be forced to make all these decisions again in a very short amount of time?
No, I think you have competent people there like Diego Gianni. I think the ownership has the ideas clear. You know, John Harkleworth as well, being part of the soccer side. I think that is experienced. There's a lot of people that have been in the game for a while, and I'm sure that they're going to find the right direction. And sometimes, you know, you had a great start 2 years ago, and then, you know, you have this year and last year just a little bit of some difficulties. But I do think that the people that you have internally are capable enough to be able to, you know, bring the right sporting director, the right coach, and, you know, and just lead the team into success. Because it's a great city, it's a great, you know, fan base. I had the fortune with Portland to be able to play two times there, and you can feel the energy of the stadium and the city.
What do you remember most about those times that you came into St. Louis?
Just that it was a fun place to be because of the energy of the stadium, how beautiful the stadium is, the facility, the city, how they back, you know, the organization. I mean, there's so much history in that city, and I think they have done a very good job, you know, to make it very difficult for teams to go there, at least, you know, the times that we went there. And I do think that the future, I'm sure that they're going to try to find the right direction in order to continue to keep, you know, the fans happy and the location to keep on making history as they've done in the past.
Mentioned that you're going to be in studio coming up on Saturday as a lot of stuff plays out. What's the storyline or two or the game or two that you're really interested to see how it plays out this weekend?
I think your game is a very interesting one because Salt Lake needs to win. If they win, they're definitely going to make playoffs. Tying, losing for Salt Lake can definitely complicate the situation with Colorado, San Jose, Dallas being part of the, you know, trying to get into playoff in those last spots of the Western Conference. I think that the top part is pretty much, you know, almost done with Vancouver, San Diego, LAFC being at the top. And in the Eastern Conference, I think Philadelphia, Vancouver, Cincinnati had done very well to position themselves in a good situation. Miami continues to show with Messi that they are a very strong team and they're looking to make records. They are defined already pretty much, but it's still some things can happen with Orlando, Chicago in the bottom part, you know, to see who's going to be able to, with Columbus, have to be playing that, a playoff game that they have to play. So all of this will be in 360. We're very much looking forward for these games. And I think it's going to be a lot of emotions, you know, into these games.
And, of course, even with City not participating in the playoffs, Apple TV and MLS Season Pass is where soccer fans can catch every moment of playoff soccer. Just for people who have not made the plunge yet and maybe want to get involved with MLS Season Pass here for the postseason, it's a great opportunity to watch every single postseason matchup.
Definitely, because especially this decision day is one that we have learned that it gives so many emotions, so many interesting situations, so many games that can change, you know, the future of teams. And so, you know, make sure that whoever can watch it, because I think it would not disappoint for sure.
Gio Severi is part of the team with Apple TV MLS Season Pass. He is going to be in the studio for MLS 360 this weekend, watching all the action of Decision Day unfold. Gio, thanks for taking the time. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the playoffs. And we'll catch up with you again down the line.
It's always a pleasure, and good luck in this coming weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's Gio Severi joining us on the show. Appreciate him being with us. There's a lot that's still up in the air. Four Western Conference teams are battling for a single postseason spot at this point in time. Also, three Eastern Conference squads can still lock up home field. So, yeah, there's a lot that's going to be going on, and we'll see how everything plays out. I'm just more interested to see what's going to happen here moving forward with City, because there's been some things out there. I think I saw a social media video from Klaus where he basically said, yeah, they haven't talked to me about next year at all yet. We just don't know what's going to happen. And it's really, I know there's competent, capable people in the organization now, but I'm sure they are holding off on most decisions so the new sporting director can come in and start to shape the team that person would like it to be shaped in. But it's going to be a very, very short amount of time for a lot of big decisions. And look, that's life, right? When you're working in professional sports, it's a high-pressure field. And sometimes it's high pressure because of the desire to win important games and moments. Sometimes it's high pressure because you're doing a lot of things in a short amount of time. But being able to get this, and this is going to start the path, or starts the wrong word. I think the path for next year is already being blazed a little bit with what this team has done since the calendar turned to September, where they've kind of found themselves a little bit. That starts things, but how the roster is going to look next year is largely going to be determined by some of these moves that are made in the very short term. I wanted to get this confirmed because I don't know this for sure. I called our good friend Jen Cease during the break. She couldn't pick up. She has since texted me to apologize for not picking up. I needed to confirm with her, so I'll try to do that in the next few moments. But I saw something on social media that was attributed to her where City is coming back for training after this matchup this weekend. That's what I saw. I want to before I talk about that, I want to confirm it. But that might also be connected to the new sporting director coming in. And soccer's just weird. Unlike when the baseball season ends, the baseball season is over. When the football season ends, the football season is over. When hockey season ends, the hockey season is over for teams. And there's a little bit of time before you start to ramp up. Soccer is weird because there's such a short off season, and it just feels like the season ends. And the moment the season ends, you're already ramping up for the next season. It's a weird thing for North American sports fans to kind of grasp, that the way they look at it is just because the season ends, just because games are over for this season, doesn't really change anything. The next thing you know is the next game just happens to be in a few months instead of next week or in a few weeks. Anyways, I'll try to confirm that, and we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll still get back to baseball. We'll talk through. We'll still talk a little bit about Mike Schilt. We'll talk some Mizzou football coming up after the 7 o'clock news. We got a lot to do. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Starting to wrap up hour number one of the program. All right, so I did get some clarification on this. I just talked with Jen Cease, who tomorrow night will have the City Spotlight show after this show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So she'll talk all things City SC coming up on tomorrow evening show. The players, and Kyle Sixt, I'll bring you on this a little bit. The City players are being brought back the week next week after they play their final match for training or for practice. So they're going to have to go out. Now, there seems to be a lot of people are speculating why. Maybe the new sporting director will be in place and there'll be an opportunity for the sporting director to get their eyes on some of these players during training. Maybe the new coach will be in play. Maybe it's just because the season's ending so early that they want to get some extra training. If I was one of those players and the season, a tough season, just wrapped up and I want to go home and I'm being told I got to come back and I got to go through practice and I'm not even preparing for a game, I'd be so upset.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things about soccer.
Like, maybe they just look at it differently than I look at it. Maybe I'm, I know you can't do the thing where you compare things in soccer to things in other sports, but could you imagine the Cardinals season ending on a Sunday and Monday they're out taking BP at Busch Stadium?
No.
Could you imagine hockey season ends for the Blues and the next day they're out at Centene going through a practice? Like, that just doesn't happen. Every once in a while it'll happen in college basketball. Like a coach will make a point, they'll have a bad game, and they'll be brought out like the next day, and they'll get just run through the ringer. But that's something that's done for a different reason. This just seems like, yeah, they're just gonna go through training, just normal training.
Especially when everyone lives like in different parts of the world.
Yes.
Like, it's just so strange. That's the time to go home with your families. I don't know. I'm not a soccer expert.
I'm a diva. Maybe. This happens every year. They play their second to final match. Then there's an off week. And it's connected to some sort of international window or something. I'd be annoyed about that. Get this thing over with. Why are we taking an off week the week before the end of the season? That would be the equivalent of an NFL team having a bye week in week 16.
Right.
That doesn't happen. No. Why are you doing this? Soccer, why are you doing this? I'm sure there's like soccer people who are listening to me talk right now and are just shaking their head at what they feel as just dumb things that are coming out of my mouth. But if I was them, I would want no business with the off week before the final week. And I definitely would not want to have to come back for training after the season comes to an end. That just seems like something that is absolutely terrible. All right, here's what we got coming up in our second hour of the busy hour. Really, really, really busy hour. Just after the 7 o'clock news, we are going to be joined by our good friend Howard Richards. We'll talk through Mizzou football, what to learn from their loss this past weekend. At about 7:20, we will play for you what we heard from Jim Montgomery earlier today. Blues and Blackhawks tonight, 8:52 puck drop over at the Enterprise Center. And then Katie Shields, the head women's soccer coach at St. Louis University, she is going to join us at about 7:35 as we're going to talk through a huge, huge matchup that the Billikens are going to have tomorrow night at Herman Stadium. That's all coming up during the 7 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.